The encounter held some kind of mystical, transcendental meaning for Oppenheimer. Geography was henceforth the only separation I recognized, but for me it was not a real separation. It was, he told Davis, a great thing in my life, a great and lasting part of it, more to me now, even more as I look back when my life is nearly over. So what actually happened in Corsica? Probably nothing. Oppenheimer deliberately answered Davis' query about Corsica with an enigma sure to frustrate his biographers. He coyly called it love, and not a mere love affair. Obviously, the distinction was important to him. In the company of his friends, he had no opportunity for a real affair, but he did read a book that appears to have resulted in an epiphany. The book was Marcel Proust's À la recherche du temps perdu, a mystical and existential text that spoke to Oppenheimer's troubled soul. Reading it in the evening by flashlight during his walking tour of Corsica, he later claimed to his Berkeley friend Hocken Chevalier was one of the great experiences of his life. It snapped him out of his depression. Proust's work is a classic novel of introspection, and it left a deep and lasting impression on Oppenheimer. More than a decade after he first read Proust, Oppenheimer startled Chevalier by quoting from memory a passage in Volume 1 that discusses cruelty. Perhaps she would not have considered evil to be so rare, so extraordinary, so estranging a state to which it was so restful to emigrate, had she been able to discern in herself, as in everyone, that indifference to the sufferings one causes, an indifference which, whatever other names one may give it, is the terrible and permanent form of cruelty.